1 Corinthians 8:6. If you put that second slide up for me. I'm going to read from the NIV. It says, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came, and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things came, through whom we live. Let us pray. Father God, I'm so grateful. God, I'm so grateful for you allowing me to be a vessel today. God, I'm so grateful for your people who came to hear a word. So right now, I just ask you to settle in this place. Settle in all of us. Link us up together, God, so that we can get this message. God, it was hard for me, but I'm going to make it as smooth as you are. God, and I ask that any heart, any mind be pricked with your word, and that we go out and do the actions that we were purposed for on this day, and the reason we are here, and that you woke us up. God, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. And it's in your bachelor son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 I would like to offer up to you guys today something simple. The source. Just the source. So, I always come up behind, for some reason, I don't know how this works, Brother Reverend Chavis Smith, and he has that voice. And Lord knows I think I can sing. Ooh, I think I can sing. I'll be wanting to. But that's not my gift. It's not my gift, so I won't hurt you. But one of the gifts that he has allowed me to share with you is being Christian Ed Director. For those that didn't know, I'm your director. One of the things that I do is that I plan for what we call our summer Bible study series. And so I'm going to shamelessly plug right here. We got 4 more weeks, 7 o'clock. Meet you here in the classrooms. It's been an awesome study. So when I do these series, I like to think I'm a scholar. I'm an educator. And I like to just go to the basics. Just the basics. So I do things like, how do you pray? Where the Bible came from? Explain that Holy Spirit, that person, not a what. Those little basic things, because I think, I call them Christianity 101. That's the things we should know. But some of us don't, right? So these last 2 weeks, we've been studying the names of God, the names of Jesus. And I'm telling you, that thing, ooh, it stirred me up. We started with Mother Lorraine Montgomery. Oh, what a great facilitator. Can you put that up for me, the next one? She gave us this. I know you can't read it, but there's a purpose in even that. God is so good. What it is a bunch of names of God that she handed out. And she let us go through it. It's stuff like, you know, we should know El Shaddai, Jehovah Nissi, and what's on here? Jehovah Uzzah. She said it's stuff you can't pronounce. But we went through it because, you know, some of us who study and just got to show off a little bit, we know these words. We know some of them. But, you know, there were a few in the back that was just like, But Mother, oh, I love you, because I promise you she went after my heart with this. She said, you know what? I don't know how to say these names either. And she brought us to Exodus. Exodus 3. Y'all know that story? Moses was giving all them excuses about why he couldn't go. And so he finally just said, well, God, who am I supposed to say sent me? And in Exodus 3:14, he says, Aye, Asher, Aye. Yes, y'all know that story. That's why I love my family. Y'all know that story. I am who I am. And y'all, let me tell you, she went around and she started talking about some testimonies and who I am means. She said, I am can be your mechanic. What you say? Stop it. She said, I am can be your hairdresser when them tracks start acting up. Oh, she took us there. And so she asked everybody to kind of give their testimony, and I didn't say anything. But I tell you, it started working on me. And she looked at me, and she said, now, Sister Tiffany, we know you have a testimony about I am. And y'all, I did. I did, but I just didn't want to say nothing. But it was working on me. And then last week, Reverend Smith came and he started talking about Jesus and all his names and titles. And y'all, I'm telling you, God works it out. He brought it back to the I am. And he's telling us all these things. And then he got to John. And he said, Jesus said, I am 7 times plus 1. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the world, the light of the world. I'm the door of the sheep. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the resurrection and the life. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. But then he comes to chapter 8, 58. And he says, answering those that were questioning him, he says, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. What? What? Y'all, that, I'm telling you, so I'm worrying about what I'm going to bring to you guys, and I'm working on these I am statements, and I'm like, okay, God, I don't understand. I am. You could be, and then it hit me. I am the source. But here's the thing. I woke up one night with this, but he didn't give me no scripture. I can't come up here with no scripture, right? Y'all look at me crazy. Y'all better look at me crazy if you ever sat in the classroom. I'm like, don't just take my word from me. Y'all don't know what I was. Y'all got to go study for yourselves, right? Don't believe everything. Don't believe it. So I was like, all right, I got to go find a scripture. I can't just go up here and tell these folks to just trust the source, right? So then I went to the concordance. Y'all know what a concordance is? Y'all know that thing in the back of the book tell you what? Y'all, that one, there is no Hebrew or Greek word in the Bible that says source. Messed me up. Jesus, you gave this to me. Now I can't go in there without a, come on. So then, being the self-proclaimed theologian that I am, because I am a scholar, let me tell you, in my own right, and nobody else told me, just me, I went to the best source there is. Google, what's wrong with y'all? Come on now. Stop playing. Google had pages and pages of God being the source. What are you I'm talking about? I think it was up to 10. And I said, what would it, God, come on now. You need it in your word, right? Y'all, one, I think it was number one, has 70 scriptures proving God as the source. What is this in the Bible? What'd you say? And then I was like, okay, but if it's not an original language, God, how am I going to bring this to your people? Okay, y'all want to know? I'm glad you asked. Put that next slide up. So then I used another resource. That's important. Y'all remember that resource. I used another resource. It's called the dictionary. And here's what I found. Just looking up source, it says, anything or place from which something comes, arises, or is obtained origin. Y'all know that story in Genesis? That's it. There you go. Okay, it wasn't source, but he is the source. Okay. To the beginning or place of origin of a stream or a river. Y'all know that. Jesus is the living water. He is the well from which. Okay, y'all don't be honest. All right, it's all right. Let me try this one. Was that the beginning or place of origin of a stream or river? Number four, how about the supplier? I don't know about y'all, but I know he is the supplier of all my needs. So, you know, I'm getting excited. Okay, God, I can bring that to him. I can bring that to him, but come on, we need your word, right? Y'all don't trust me yet, do you? That should have been no, and I would not have been offended. I'm going to say no. Okay, we're going to keep going. All right, so this is the proof, y'all. In Genesis, we said he's the source of life, right? In Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, he's the source of law and righteousness. In those books called the history books, he gives us the source of where we came from, the family we are adopted into, right? And in those wisdom books, y'all, he's the source of knowledge. Y'all didn't know. You think you don't. See, I think I'm a theologian, but it's God that gives me that knowledge. All right. And then in all those books that, you know, you got to peek. When you have the book, I know y'all got Siri now to help you out. You got to peek to see where Obadiah and Zechariah and all them folks are. You know, them folks we don't really study because that's the Old Testament. Well, guess what? He's the source of the spirit that comes to and descends on man who is disloyal to him. The source of prophecy to help us out. But see, here's the thing. This is when it got a little sticky. Okay, God, God. So now we're disconnected then. You understand? We made these choices. Can't blame just Eve, some of us too. And we became disconnected, unplugged. But then them Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know what they gave us? They gave us the source of the reconnect, the plug that reconnected us to the source. Y'all, they gave us Jesus Christ. He came to reconnect us to that source. And we start talking about that. And then in Acts, he physically gave the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that dwells in us to give us the power, the source, y'all, to work this out. And then in the letters, he's the source of grace, of love. We talked about it, mercy, justification, sanctification, healing, and hope. The source, y'all. Because finally in Revelation, he is the source of eternal life. Life everlasting, the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end, who is, who was, and will to be. But y'all, I'm sorry, I'm a little hard-headed. It still wasn't the source in the Bible. But let us go back to the text. Because I tell you, if God brings it to you, he gonna bring it through you, right? Bring that last one up. So I'm looking. And so 1 Corinthians 8:6 is part of what we call a monotheistic confession of faith. All right, let me break that down to you. Okay? It's real simple, real simple. All that means is there's a bunch of little gods running around here on earth. But we in this room that say we're Christians believe in one God, that big G. Right? The big G that is I am, that is the Father, that is the source. So y'all, in all my worries and all my trouble about God, what do you want me to tell your people? I found the source in the Amplified Bible. I tell you, I can study, boy. And it says, yet for us there is only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things and for whom we have life. And one Lord Jesus Christ, through and by whom all things and through and by whom we ourselves exist. You see, Paul declares that God is the source. If we believe, if we have faith, if we think this thing is true, that's the source. You saw how that thing came around? I'm trying to tell you, I worked for it, but I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you out. Because here's the thing, he wants to be the source. We don't know that. We don't know it. The word says he gave his only begotten son that had no sin, did nothing to nobody, died on that cross so that we can be connected. Y'all, he wants to renew our mind. He wants to feed our faith. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. He cares about everything. Nothing too small. Them tracks. Nothing too big. ALS. You don't know what it means? Look it up. And the thing is, he's waiting on us. We say, yeah, we come in here, we sing about it, we praise him, and then we get into trouble out there, and we forget who's the source. It's not you. It's not me. Y'all, we face calamity, chaos, and confusion every single day. Every day. The enemy can be beside you. He can be in front of you. She can look you in the face in the mirror. All of us are finite, fallible creatures, and we fail. We try not to. I would hope we try not to. Some of us do it on purpose. At times. But we fail. But if you're a believer, it's okay, because the source never fails. Never. You may think it, but I promise you, taste and see. Never fails. And this is important. This part is important. I'm going to leave you with two things that you have to understand about the source. Remember, I just do basic. Just basic. The source. That's basic as you can get, right? What's the source? Everything. I'm like Mother Lorraine. Dot, dot, dot. What can you say? That's it. He's the source. But there's something you have to understand. You got to know the difference between the source and a resource. You know why it took me so long to get to this? Because all those things I was using was resources. They were not my source. It was not from God. Now, he gave me that, but I was like, God, you got to prove that thing. I don't trust it. I don't trust it. You got to prove that thing. You see, I had a story, you know, but I think there's probably about 20 of y'all that don't know my chapter that I shared with the church. You guys joined me about 2 years into the journey. I remember going into the Ridgeview Theater. I was looking cute, y'all. I had real big heels on then. But I was pushing a wheelchair. And I got to that top and I said, oh my goodness, Lord, please don't let me fall in these heels. But more importantly, and I'm going to call him Superman because he's not here to protect his innocence. I said, Lord, please don't let Superman just fly into that auditorium. Lord, please don't let it happen in front of these people. And from that day, when he decided that this is the church we belong to, he never missed a day, y'all. Unless he was in the hospital or we were away, which we traveled a lot. He was here until, and this is probably something y'all don't know, but we moved into this building. He had to have a tracheostomy. And almost a month, he refused to get out the bed. Told me, I don't trust you. I don't trust that you'll be able to get me to God's house without killing me. What he failed to understand is, I didn't either. I'm not in a medical doctor. This thing protruding from you, like if it disconnects, you're going to die. You're right. But this is what he failed to understand. I was relying on the source. I was just his resource. And what God was doing in me was way bigger than anything that I could do. To this day, people are always like, oh, Tiffany, I don't know how you do it. I'd be like, neither do I. I have no idea. Other than the saying, yes, I know it sounds cliche, but I'm going to tell you now, but God, but the source, but the I am. The I am was a physician. He was a nurse. He was a PT trainer. He was all that through me. And I was just the resource. And I told him, you can keep playing if you want to, but I know where my help comes from. You better take it and just take what God gave you. That's me. I'm sorry, that's what we had to talk that way. I was coming back to church. I miss my family, right? I'm just trying to say. All right, so know the difference between the source and your resource. Know that. And finally, y'all, this is so important. This is so important. Once you make the distinction, trust the source. Stop playing around. I have this thing, and I know I'm going to make somebody mad. When I say it, I usually say I give you 3 days to work this thing out. Okay, that's just a way I say it. You take your time. I know stuff hurt. I know we come against some things. But here's the point. It's not you. It is not me. It is him. And believe me, he does not fail. You got 3 days to get that thing together and start trusting the source. Start trusting that he wants the best for you. Start trusting that these people in this job is not going to hurt you no more. Start trusting that he or she that keeps walking out on you and doing what they want to do, that they are not for you and you can do better. Trust the source. He's got better for you. You don't have to keep doing this kind of stuff. And believe me, y'all, I'm trying to tell you, I'll go off. Oh. Those that know me, what I tell you, pray for me. That fighting spirit, it's deep in there. I'm trying to tell you, I told the man, you might die. It can happen. It's in me. So it's not something that I don't understand that you fight. We all fight something. That's our battles. I don't care if you're a preacher or you're sitting in the pews. We all have problems. Should I hit it? Don't hit it? Okay. We all have, I don't care what your title is, we all suffer with something. Cute heels and all. And it's okay. You know why? Because the source got me covered. just want to leave y'all with one thing. Know the difference between your sources, your source, and your resources. Secondly, trust the source. Live in boldness and fearlessness and confidence, knowing that he cannot fail. You do. I do. But he cannot fail. Believe in the source. Know the source. Trust the source, y'all. It's the safest thing you will ever do in your life. Stand on your feet.